Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, November 15th, 2013. And today we are once again talking about Obamacare and specifically the president's recent announcement that he is going to alter the Obamacare law on his own authority without Congress. He is going to use what he calls prosecutorial discretion to allow companies to offer health plans that violate his Obamacare health law. He is charged by the Constitution, of course, with seeing that the laws are faithfully executed. But here he continues to show his contempt for the rule of law by suspending the enforcement of a law for a year to head off legislation that he thinks may threaten his entire law. The president announced that he would be issuing an administrative order which would order the delay of a provision of Obamacare that led to the cancellation of millions of health care policies. As pointed out by our friends over at Zero Hedge, the Obamacare law was supposed to be a regulation of commerce. That was an unconstitutional use of the Commerce Clause, and the Supreme Court finally said so. Except, as Chief Justice Roberts put it, the law could be called a tax. Except that the laws have to originate in the House, and Obamacare originated in the Senate. The Obamacare law itself cedes a great deal of authority from Congress to unelected bureaucrats to fill in the cracks and in-betweens. Now the president orders unilateral delays. These are, in effect, new laws, or at least amendments to his existing law. A better wording is, again, from the people at Zero Hedge, quote, "They are orders from the president to his subordinates to simply not enforce laws that are already on the books. Such control over the law is a breakdown in the rule of law. The elite manipulate the system at will." Representative Fred Upton, Republican of Michigan, has a bill set for a vote today. A vote that I have delayed this podcast to get the results of because I wanted to see how many Democrats would join the Republicans in passing Representative Upton's bill. Well, the vote is in right now. 40 Democrats joined the Republicans in passing it, 261 to 157. This bill has no chance in the Senate, and even if it should pass there, the president would veto it. But it does give some cover for the Democrats who supported it. They are very nervous about what's happening with Obamacare. Even Howard Dean in a TV interview questioned whether the president has the legal authority to do this, since this was a congressional bill that set it all up. Dean went on to suggest that the Obamacare website isn't working and the legislation might eventually fail because of it. So the president's credibility has been hurt with the voters, but so what? This is his last term anyway, a lame duck, if you will. It's the Democrats in Congress who are now losing confidence, and those Democrats have to face the voters in 2014. Several have said they will support legislation to shield people from the cancellation of their policies. Some, like Senator Mary Landrieu, Democrat of Louisiana, who is in a very tough re-election campaign, are appearing to anyone who will work with her to fix it, she says. Anyone who wants to fix it, I will work with them. That is what Mary Landrieu, Democrat of Louisiana, said. President Obama admitted his administration has, quote, fumbled the rollout on the health care law. Except, Mr. President, that this country isn't a football game. Scrap the whole thing, that's what I say. That's the way I see it, folks. Friday, November 15th, 2013. Until next time, this is Daryl Castle. Thanks for listening.